What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. I know it's been a while since I posted on this particular forum, but I just watched a video with Chris Brown, and he had just surprised this young kid by hopping in his video, and he was the kid was dancing, and Chris Brown and his crew came in and started dancing with him. And it got me thinking, a lot of talent that the Black community has, everybody tries to copy it. And it's surprising because a lot of people I see now are starting to want to be with Black people, specifically Black men. Nothing against the scissors, but it's true. You see a lot more people wanting Black ingenuity and Black intellect to be in their businesses and also to help them create some unique ideas, and it inspired the stream. Now, I know this episode isn't going to be aimed at people from all races of the planet, all races of the world, every country, but it's unique to me that people from across the planet with the Passport Bros, a lot of people have been saying that they want to meet and be with Black men, specifically a lot of women have been saying it. And it's quite unique because it's like you have people from Colombia, Brazil, Thailand, Eastern Europe. And what's crazy is every time a Black man goes overseas, you see a lot of people flocking towards those men and wanting to meet those men. So it's intriguing to me that a lot of people want to be around Black men. And I guess in this sense, they want to experience that talent that we have. See, I'm gonna keep it a buck. A lot of Black men have talents, whether it's dancing, whether it's their mind, their brain, their creativity. A lot of us have talents that aren't being used. And a lot of people across the world, even in the U.S., they want to experience that talent that we have. So what am I saying here? Brothers, you have a unique position in the world. And people want to experience that because we are a rare commodity. Now, I'm going to say this. The business aspect of our minds, of those of us that want to open up businesses, the there aren't many black businesses around the world. And a lot of us are creative enough to create new industries and businesses across the country and across the planet. And it's unique because us as men, we are trendsetters. Let me explain. Notice how when it comes to dances, we do it, then it becomes cool. Or back in the early days, and even now, some now, back in the early days, some of our inventions were used without us getting credit, particularly the elevator, electricity even. It was discovered by a black man, not Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison used the electricity that was created by a black man. He harnessed it through magnetic poles. The black man did. I can't think of the scientist that did it, but it was a black man. Edison took credit for it, though. But we're not going to talk about that. The stoplights, those were all invented by black people. Even cancer medicine was formulated by a black woman. We have talented people in our community, and we are squandering it. I know I shouldn't be talking either, because I have a talented mind myself. And the way that my mind works is I'm a very technical person. I love technology. Technology is my, it's the part of me that I can't seem to just not think about technology at every point in time in the day. Technology is my forte. Technology is my language. I speak. And that's where my talent lies. I am not a dancer, but give me a tune. I can probably dance to it. I'm going to look crazy as hell, but I'm going to keep it moving. But the talent that we have, guys, we have to, as black men, we have to get our shit together. Now, this isn't to any other race. There's very talented people in other races. I was trying to hold that in. But there's very talented people in other races. The Latino community. There's a lot of technical entrepreneurs in the Latino community. The Asian community. The Indian community. The Muslim community. There's a lot of talented people across every other country. I'm just highlighting in the black community in America. I'm just highlighting for this video, for this episode. That's the only reason why. Just think about it. And I'm going to speak upon a country that I kind of want to go to one of these days. And that is Venezuela. Or Colombia even. Say for instance, and I'm going to say this to the Colombian people that listen to this podcast. Do not take this as I'm trying to be rude. But say, for instance, a black man comes in and invents new infrastructure for your community. In the Dominican Republic, even. Invent new infrastructure so that your country can stabilize. In Venezuela, build industries so that the country can stabilize. In Brazil, build new infrastructure so your country can advance. Thailand, the Philippines, Latvia. Just imagine if black technical talent came over to those countries as passport bros. That is the point of this video. Or an Indian man or Indian company or Indian people came over and invested and invented stuff to help your country succeed. That is the premise of this video. I am pointing out black talent because black talent has not been particularly shown the way it's supposed to be. I love you guys. And don't take it as I love you guys to the point where, you know, a lot of you think that I'm on. I love the way that you guys are. I love my community. That's the reason why I'm pointing out these specific points. But guys, I'm gonna hit the fucking bed because I'm fucking talking crazy right now. But I just wanted to get that out. Please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's why I'll be posting the majority of my content. I know I need to post more on here. I've been saying it for a while, and I need to start actually doing it. Please like, share, subscribe to the channel. Support the podcast on Spotify.com. I will see you guys on the flip side, and thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.